Hi, this is Al Ruskowski from Nebraska Family Alliance with the Capitol Buzz. A short update on what took place at the state capitol this past week, with just really one more week left in which senators have the opportunity to pass bills. There is a flurry of activity taking place at the state capitol, and certainly Medicaid was one of those issues that took up a great deal of time.
Medicaid expansion, it was back for the fourth year in a row, and for the fourth consecutive time, it was defeated. Lawmakers voted 28-20 to bracket the bill, LB 1032, for the rest of the year, killing the bill, and the vote came only after about 90 minutes of debate. The sponsor said he'll be bringing it back next year, but for now, there will be no Medicaid expansion.
Thanks, Nate. Nate is our policy analyst here at Nebraska Family Alliance, and another piece of legislation, tax plan, did advance. One piece was Governor Pete Ricketts' plan to address property taxes. It sailed through the first round of consideration by the legislature. And actually today, the legislature is debating a second piece of Governor Ricketts' tax plan. This piece would boost property tax credits for agricultural landowners by $30 million and clamp down on budget growth by community colleges. Certainly, we have farm ground just south of Lincoln, and we're closely watching this bill. Nate, there is a bill that we at Nebraska Family Alliance have worked on for hours and hours, literally weeks and days of time, an LB 975 that Senator Coulterman spoke to this week.
Well, this is a religious freedom bill to protect faith-based foster care and adoption agencies, and the bill is not going to advance and become law this year. We simply cannot get the support needed to overcome a filibuster. We needed 33 senators to stand up and support this bill and stand up and support religious freedom, and we couldn't get there, but we do have a lot of momentum and support moving forward because we know we had close to 30 senators who were ready to support this bill. So we'll be back with this legislation again, and we will continue to fight for religious freedom at our state capitol.
Well, it was disappointing to me because this bill was so simple. It simply protected faith-based foster care adoption agencies, allowing them to simply do what they have done for years, and yet we could not see that bill passed. If you'd like to learn more about what's happening at the state capitol, please do contact us one of two ways. You can go on our website, which is simply NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org. That's NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org, or toll free at 1-888-777-5188.